really, what is it like now to what you've worked for? You've got the title. I mean, can you even put into words what that is?
I mean, 2 days ago, I was kind of a little bit of emotional. You know, it was such a great feeling to be back home with families and friends and kind of get that MD that I was waiting for the past 4 years, you know. When I got drafted in 2014, it's kind of a promise that I made to myself that I was going to keep grinding and keep pushing to combine my two passions to the highest level and show people it was possible. And with the help of Coach Reed and the Faculty of Medicine from McGill, I was possible to do it, combining both, you know, leaving from the season, going straight back to Montreal in medicine, doing clinical rounds and seeing patients, and then coming back for OTA. So it's been a great journey for the past 4 years, and I'm glad it's over.
What kind of doctor are you?
Right now, I'm a doctor. Eventually, I'll try to be an emergency physician. That's the field I want to do. That's another 5 years of training, though, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, will you have that on your jersey, that you are an MD?
I mean, we're working on it. I made a request to the league, and we'll see what they're going to say. I think for now, the rules are the rules, and I'm okay with that. So we'll see how that's going to evolve.
So how are you going to spend your off seasons now, since you were studying for the last 4 years?
Great question. To be honest, I don't know. I think it's going to be really nice to take a deep breath and be like, all right, now I can enjoy the off season and focus on training, focus on like family, friend, and just enjoying it a little bit.
Larry, Mitch Morse told a story about studying all 11 hours on the plane flight. I recall that story. How much
I mean, for the most part, I've tried to focus only on football during the football season for the past 4 years. But in fact, in 2015 when we played in London, I actually put an orthopedic surgery exam during the bye week, which was right after the London game. So on the way back, even though we won, everybody was pretty pumped, but I had to study a little bit because the exam was on Wednesday. So that was kind of the quickest transition I had to do over the past 4 years, and I totally regret it. I think it was a big struggle. I did great, and I think that none of that would have been possible if it was not in the first place. I'm good at picking up like med school stuff, so it went well. Well, I think for me on Tuesday, it was kind of, the resume, the summary of the past 8 years. You know, I've started medical school in 2011, and then I got drafted in 2014. And at that point, you know, it was kind of, should I continue medical school now that I have football, you know? And when I signed my extension last year, I asked myself the same question. And at the end of the day, you know, I love medicine, I love football, so why not doing both? And even though it was kind of hard, it was always kind of that picture of me graduating, getting my MD that I had in mind. And that's kind of like helped me push through the tough part, you know, going to train at 9 p.m. because you just finished a shift in the emergency department and stuff like that, you know. All those sacrifices kind of pay off. And it was always that vision of me walking on the stage and getting that MD that helped me through that.
Is your good feeling that you'll wait until you're done with football completely before you kind of continue the pursuit?
We'll see. I'm giving myself a year to kind of like weigh all the options because it's not common for people to do part-time residency. The same way it's not common to do part-time medical school. So we'll see how that's going to play out. I already start reaching out to a different faculty, and we'll see. Honestly, I don't know the answer right now.
Are your parents expecting to go back to work at the cafe?
Oh, of course. Right after the graduation, I went back to the cafe and grab a snack before heading back to Kansas City. So this is part of our genetics in the Duvernay-Tardif family.
Why emergency or intensive care? Why is that intrigue you most or excite you most about being in the medical field?
I think there are a lot of similarity between football and emergency medicine. You know, you never really know in the emergency what's going to step through the door. You got to be able to like make rational decisions in really stressful environment and kind of take your emotion out of it. And there's a lot of similarity between that and trying to block a different pressure on a third down, you know, and you got to do it to convert. So I that's why I like it. I think that adrenaline rush, there's a lot of similarity between emergency and football.
Are you the cool players who might try this? What advice do you give them?
You gotta love both if you want to succeed, because I mean it's it was kind of hard, and also I think you gotta pick the good team, because if I remember back in 2014, I was doing all my pre-draft visit, and for a lot of coaches, medicine was kind of a question mark, you know, like how do we know you really want to play football if you have medicine? And I think for Coach Reed, it was the total opposite. He was like, you know what, if you're here and you still have medicine as a plan B, it's because you really love to play football, and I'm going to help you to the best of my ability. And that's what you've been doing for the past 4 years. You know, every season, at the end of the season, during our exit meeting, he's been asking me, like, all right, what's next for you, Doc? And we've been, like, talking about different clinical rotation and stuff. And his mother actually went to McGill University and was one of the first women to graduate in medicine. So there was a little bit of a connection. And I really think that he helped me through the process. And I don't think it would have been possible if it was not for him. So thanks, Coach Reed, as well, for that.
All right, last question, guys.
Did you learn anything about Pat Mahomes that last year in the Denver game?
Oh, hell yeah.
What'd you learn about him?
Well, that he's a great quarterback, extremely talented. I never seen it, somebody able to, like, put a 20 yard pass that accurate, like with a bootleg. I mean, he's just a great athlete, and I think he's the future for us. We have a ton of weapon on offense, whether it's Watkins, Tyreek, Trav, Hunt. So I think with him as at the quarterback seat, we're in business.
Last year, he sort of tried to blend in the locker room. You seen a change in him in that regard?
Yeah, he looked like a 5-year player now. He's like super mature and a great leader in the locker room. I think that's what we need as an offense. Well, just the way he talked to people, he's like confident, he knows where he's going. When you make mistake, he's not shy about it. He's just like, all right, I'm going to correct that and I'm going to be back on track. And, you know, you need a quarterback that kind of inspire trust and confidence, because in tough situation, you need somebody that you can rally around, and it's most likely the quarterback.